On February 12, 1809, in the small English town of Shrewsbury, a child was born who, over the following decades, would forever change the way humanity understood life on Earth. That child was Charles Darwin, the son of a well-to-do family, raised within a society deeply marked by the religious and scientific traditions of 19th-century England. No one at the time could foresee that that curious boy, fond of collecting natural objects and seemingly uninterested in formal studies, would end up formulating one of the most influential scientific theories in history, evolution by natural selection. The England into which Darwin came into the world was undergoing a period of profound transformation. The country was an emerging power, driven by the Industrial Revolution, by maritime trade, and by a growing network of scientific institutions that were beginning to redefine knowledge of the natural world. At the same time, religious thought continued to occupy a central place in social life. The Bible was considered not only a spiritual guide but also a source of authority for explaining the origin of species and the history of the planet. In this context, the idea that life could change over time, or that species had not been created just as they exist, was, for many, an unthinkable possibility. However, even before Charles Darwin was born, certain intellectual currents were beginning to question traditional interpretations. Naturalists, philosophers, and doctors were paying increasing attention to the diversity of life and the fossil records emerging from the European subsoil. Some of them began to suspect that the history of nature was much longer and more complex than biblical chronologies indicated. Young Darwin would grow up within this intellectual atmosphere, surrounded by family influences that would bring him into early contact with science, medicine, and reflection on the natural world. His family was respected and prosperous. His father, Robert Darwin, was a highly prestigious physician in Shrewsbury. Tall, imposing, and with a strong personality, Robert Darwin represented the figure of authority in the home. He possessed a remarkable ability to understand people, something essential for his work as a doctor, and his practice was frequented by patients from all over the region. His professional success allowed the family to live comfortably in a large house known as the Mount, situated on a hill overlooking the River Severn. On the other hand, Charles's mother, Susanna Darwin, came from an equally prominent family. She was the daughter of Josiah Wedgwood, the famous entrepreneur who revolutionized the British ceramics industry. The Wedgwood family was known not only for its commercial success but also for its progressive ideas and interest in education, science, and social reforms. Consequently, young Darwin grew up in an environment where intellectual curiosity and debate were valued. Further back in his family tree was a figure who, over time, would acquire special significance in the history of science, his paternal grandfather, Erasmus Darwin. A physician, natural philosopher, and poet, Erasmus Darwin had speculated in the 18th century about the possibility that all forms of life shared a common origin. Although his ideas did not achieve the scientific rigor that his grandson would later develop, they represented an early example of evolutionary thought. Thus, the seed of certain intellectual concerns already existed in the family tradition. Nevertheless, Charles Darwin's childhood was marked by both family stability and an early loss that would leave a silent imprint on his life. When Charles was barely 8 years old, his mother passed away. The event occurred in 1817 and transformed the household dynamics. The daily education of the children fell to their older sisters, who assumed a central role in their upbringing. Despite the sadness that accompanied that episode, the family environment remained affectionate and stimulating. During his early years, Darwin demonstrated a clear inclination toward observing the natural world. He was not, however, a brilliant student by the traditional standards of the time. At the local school in Shrewsbury, run by the Reverend Samuel Butler, young Charles seemed distracted and indifferent to classical subjects.